spoke about them again, just quick review what we did yesterday with Hanukkah, Zion, and with that. There's more searching for the source that Kohen Gadol and Nazir are metame lemeit mitzvah. That they're not, there's the, what is the lead or source for the fact that even though they are restricted becoming tamei lemeit, when it comes to meis mitzvah, we use, there's an exception. Right, so what is that? So we had Hanimili, we start at the bottom of Mem Zayin and Beis, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of the Tanur Rabbana. Alko nafsho peit lo yago, right, la bibu limo lo yitama. So the message is, ba meha ketub mitaber, bibu rechokim le kal vachomehu. If it's from rechokim, that's a kal vachomer, ma kohen hedjo shu mitame le krobim. Just like a kohen hedjo is mitame le krobim, ain't no mitame le rechokim. And nevertheless, he's still not metame to people who are not his relatives. Kohen Gadol, sheinu metame l'krovim. A Kohen Gadol, who's already restricted in aviv imo, you know, sheinu metame l'krovim, certainly shouldn't be metame to l'krovim. So that's not what it can be talking about. Elav l'krovim, katzim l'dagar. Must be that this pasuk's talking about krovim. So we talked about yesterday about how the kamachomer, without aviv imo, the kamachomer doesn't make sense. So Tosu says that it's not really a kamachomer, but really, if you look at a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedjot plus. And if a Kohen Hedjot is already restricted in Rechokim, what do you need an additional possible Kol Nafsho Meit Lo Yavo? Although that must be increasing, right, or imposing more restrictions on him. And what are those restrictions? That's even for relatives, that he'd be Chayav if he comes to Meit. So now you have two extraneous words, which is the Aviv Uli Imo. So what are you going to do with those two words? Because it says Kol Nafsho Meit Lo Yavo. So he's now restricted in relatives. He was already restricted in non-relatives from being a Kohen Hedjot. So now what does L'Aviv Limo teach you? L'Aviv who do ain't a metame, ha metame who lemeit mitzvah. So the word Aviv comes to teach you that his father he doesn't become tame for, but the exception to that is meis mitzvah will be, he will be become tame for. Now that's, this is going to be the position of Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to see basically spend this time with Rabbi Shmuel, and then the Gemara later introduced Rabbi Akiva, who argues on Rabbi Shmuel, but this part of the Gemara is all going to follow the position of Rabbi Akiva. So now we took care of the word, extra word, Aviv. What about Li'imo? Right? It says, so the extra word, Aviv, from that we learn, Aviv, yes. Aviv, no, that you can't become Tamei for him, it means mitzvah, yes. Li'imo, what do we do with that extra money? It says, L'gzer Shavu. Look at the Rabbi. That's Musna, it's open, or available, to provide us a gzera shava. A gzera shava is between who and who. Well, there's also an extraneous word, we're going to see in a minute, of imo by nazir. But by nazir, it also says, it says that he should, so again, if he's restricted in the coming to me, then what do you need? Why enumerate those people, if already you're restricted from the more general statement of Kol Nafsho Meit Lo Yavo? So that's what it says. That Imo is going to be used for the Imo by Nazir, and we have Gezer Shavu between Nazir and Kohen Gadol. What's the use of that Gezer Shavu? Look at the Rabbi. The Tanya Rabbi Omer Gabi Nazir Bimotam. It says the word Bimotam that you're not allowed to. It says, Al Kol Nafsho, it says, Kohen Meit Yavo Hashem Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. Then it says, Laviv Li Molachim Lakotol, it's Malahem Bimotam. Why do you have to write Bimotam again? We already just said, I'm not Nefesh Meit. So the term Meit being used twice, what does that teach you? Bimotam Eino Metame. You can't become Tame to his parents or to anyone because when they are Tame Meis. Vametame Hu, Nikam, Uluzibatam. But other forms of Tumah are not restricted to the Nazir. I mean, the Nazir is only precluded from becoming Tame Lameis. But if he comes Tame to a Mitzorah or Tame to a Zav, those are not restricted from him. He has no problem becoming Tameh. Same the bit Nazir. That's only true. We learned that from the extra word B'motam by Nazir. B'Kohen Gadol Minayin. How do I know by Kohen Gadol that the same is true? Amarta lo yomar imo B'Kohen Gadol. Don't use the word imo B'Kohen Gadol. Shein Talmud Omar. You don't need to say it. Shari Kava Komehu. Amayim B'Makom Shekohen Hejot Mitame L'Achiv Me'aviv In Kohen Gadol Mitame L'Aviv. So by a Kohen Hedjot, a regular Kohen, right, a regular Kohen is permitted to become Tamei to the seven relatives. Those seven relatives include a brother and a father. So that brother that's included in the list of krovim that a kohen gadol is permitted to become tamei to is only a brother from the father. It has to be a paternal brother, right? That he is, they share a common father. So here, where the kohen gadol is permitted to become tamei to his brother, that's where there's a common father. The kohen gadol can even become tamei to his father. Right, a place where even a kohen hedyot can't become tamei, that is his brother through his mother. Then certainly he shouldn't become tamei to his mother. In that if the father is already restricted to the kohen gadol, then there's certainty that the mother will be restricted to the kohen gadol, because we see that by kohen hedyot. A brother from the father, right, is permitted, whereas a brother from the mother is not permitted. So you see that mother already is on a lower level of permission or exception. And therefore, if he's restricted in his father, he's certainly going to be restricted in his mother. Alright, so now the Gemara says, right, so if that's the case, you're able to learn this without a pasuk, that imo would be restricted. So what's the use of the word imo by kohen gadol? Mufne, a hakish, ladune menu. It's available to make a hakish or gzeira shava. Gzeira shava, nemar imo benazir, nemar imo kohen gadol. Ma imo amar benazir bemotam enu mitame, abamateme ulenagam ulenzibatam. Right, just by nazir, the only tumah that the nazir is restricted in is tumah mate, and not the tumah of nikayim and ziba. Ha'ima amor v'kohen gadol, u'motamein u'motamei, aval matamei l'nagam u'nizibatam. So too, a kohen will only be restricted, or here's a kohen gadol, only restricted in tumah mate. Right, the lab of becoming tamei for a kohen and the restriction against a kohen becoming tamei is restricted to the tumah of mace and not the tumah of ziba and nikayim. So I point out again now that Tosus has to deal with again this kav v'chomer. The kav v'chomer presumes that aviv is there, is written. If aviv is written, then we certainly don't need imo. But we just said that aviv wasn't really, aviv didn't even need to be written. Because you could have just said a kol nasho mate, and that would have been it. And so why is the Gemara saying, oh, if I had aviv, I certainly would have known imo. We're already using aviv to teach you aviv below mate mitzvah. Right? We're already saying that the word aviv is unnecessary. What do you mean it's unnecessary? It's necessary. If it was that aviv, we wouldn't know imo.
So Tosfos asks,
why do we need that then? Why do we need this kav v'chomer at all? Right, so he says, sure, that the fact is that the Gemara would have said like this, Akol Nafsho Meit Lo Yabo, or I'm sorry, by Nozir it's, oh yeah, I'm sorry, by Kohen it's Akol Nafsho Meit Lo Yabo. So he's restricted in all Tumah already, and we know that, and Kohen, everything he's restricted. So the Gemara says, well, we have extraneous words, then Aviv Limo, which continues by Kohen Gadol, those are extra words. So we got a darshan from aviv one thing, and from imo another thing. But now, if those are extra words, I mean that it wasn't necessary to tell us aviv and imo. If it wasn't necessary to tell us aviv and imo, then what are you using this kav v'chomer for? The kav v'chomer says, if I had written aviv, then I automatically know imo. But we didn't. We said just before, you don't need to write aviv, and you don't need to write imo at all. What happens if you hadn't written aviv and imo at all? What would he say by Kohen Gadol? He's restricted in everyone. He's restricted in all his krovim, which includes his father and his mother. So what does the addition of this kav v'chomer do for us here?
It says the low line is going.
That's imo. The extra word of imo teaches you.
Isn't that the question? Why you need the extra imo?
Yes, that's the question. The easy solution is, what do we do with the extra imo? We know what we do with them. Extra aviv, we learn not mitzvah mitzvah. Extra imo, we know to exer shava to nazir, and that's what tumat made, and no other tumat. So that would have been fine. The Gemara just simply said that, it would have been fine, because we said, okay, our kol nafsho mate takes care of all his kovim. So there's aviv imo, or extraneous. So one aviv used for mitzvah mitzvah, imo used for mamotam balanagam vizivatam. Now, what is the Gemara coming on to this whole kav v'chomer for? What's the point of the kav v'chomer? What does the kav v'chomer add?
It tells that it's extra.
No, because even without the kav v'chomer, it would have been extra. Right, because it says...
The Kal v'Chomer is Ein Sperma.
Right, exactly. It's not necessarily the Kal v'Chomer, because even without the Kal v'Chomer, we said that Kol Hashem means all his Krovim, all his relatives. So then the Gemara said automatically, Aviv is lower extra. Because if you don't say that, then you would need Aviv to teach you Imam, right? So it's, everything is extra without it. Even without the Kal v'Chomer...
The Kal v'Chomer teaches us that, that it's not the Goyim and not...
Not the Kal v'Chomer, that's the Zeresh Shava of Imam. Kal v'Chomer says that if his father is right, okay, then his mother certainly isn't. But we don't need that. We already know that because, right, now we've got from Akon Hashem Eit Lo Yavo. That's already experienced.
Also, before you came from Hillel, what was he? Right. He was very upset to...
Everybody besides the seven relatives. The seven relatives include his mother and father.
Right. We obviously don't need Akon Hashem Eit
Correct. That is the limit. So now the question is, what does this Kal v'Chomer do? So now he says the Yishlomar. Tosa says over here. I'll read it quickly to you so you don't have to look inside to find it. It says the Yishlomar. Either Lav Kal v'Chomer Habamina. I would have thought Habakal Tasher Kovim Yakol Nashul Mate, which is what we just said. And Shul was just saying that again. Kol Nashul Mate comes to teach you any relatives of the Kohen Gadol are restricted. Uchtiv Nami Aviv, and then it's just written Aviv. Lav Lamute Mei Mitzvah Lamute Eini. Had it written just Aviv, I would have thought that it comes to exclude the mother and not the Meis Mitzvah. And had it simply read Kol Nashul Mate Lo Yavo, and then Aviv Lo Yitama. Without the word Yavo there, or without the Kal v'Chomer, what I would have thought, his father he cannot become Tamei too, but his mother, he can become Tamei too. They said, what do you mean? What do you mean he can become Tamei to his mother? If he can't become Tamei to his father, he certainly can't become Tamei to his mother. So that's what the Kal v'Chomer teaches you. Kal v'Chomer teaches you that, just like that, even though the Gemara we're going to see later on, it's not really today's stuff, but it's tomorrow's stuff, that there are studies to each side of Aviv and Imo, each have a chisaron and a ma'ala that makes them either more likely to become Tamei for or less likely to become Tamei for. So what makes a mother more likely that you could be the Tamei for your mother and not your father is the basic problem we have, for instance, by refush, when we do a refush lema for a person. How can we name them, we say use their mother's name when we want to refush lema? Right. When we call them up to the Torah, we call them up by their father's name. So the father's name is because the father has the yichus, right? So that drives that side, that's the mother of the father. The chisaron of the father is what we never know for sure, right? That this is the father. The father is a chazaka, that this is the father. The mother, on the other hand, we are certain is the mother, the one who gave birth to him. So we know it is his mother. So you could have a habanina. That what? That you cannot become potamei to your father, because that's only premised on chazaka. But for your mother, right, you could become tamei, because we know for certain that that's your mother. That's what Tosfos says the Kal v'Chomer comes to teach you. What does the Kal v'Chomer come to teach you? That don't think that the Aviv comes to teach you to exclude Imo, because we have a Kal v'Chomer. Kal v'Chomer, learning, which is in the Gemara here from Kohen Hedyot, that if you are restricted in your father, you will certainly be restricted in your mother. If you're certainly restricted in your mother, then the exception of Aviv cannot be for mother, but rather for Meis Mitzvah. And then Imo, again, is extraneous to use for the Gzera Shalom.
So if you can't give your father kosher to your mother?
Right.
Why is that?
That's the Gemara's Kal v'Chomer here from Kohen Hedyot. That if, just like by Kohen Hedyot, you are permitted to become Tamei to your brother, that's only a brother through the father, and you're not permitted to become Tamei to your brother through your mother. So here now we're pointing that those restricted in his father, and certainly is restricted in his mother.
Even though the mother's more of a...
Right, actually, there is a tzad to say that the mother's more, and that's what the Kal v'Chomer comes to teach you. Don't say it that way, no. A father is just as good or even better than a mother.
The one that's one of the girls is not related, but that's him. He says that when he's young, you should be in charge of your father, your mother. Your mother more than the father, because your mother, you know, sure is your mother, and your father, you don't know for sure. So he says, if I give it to my mother first, and that's the rationale, that's the biggest chili you can do for the mother, because basically what you're saying to her is this person may not help and you're going to sound like
Alright, now, Ashkatan Kohen Gadol. Right, so we found the limit for a Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minhalan. What's the limit for a Nazir that he's permitted to become Tamei to a Mei's mitzvah? Now we dealt with, according to Rabbi Shmuel, again, this is the position of Rabbi Shmuel, we dealt with Kohen Gadol, Akol Nafsho Mei, he comes to teach you about Kodim, and then you have Aviv Imo or extraneous. Aviv is used to exclude Mei's mitzvah, he's permitted Mei's mitzvah. Imo comes to teach you the Gezer Shabbat to Nazir, that what, by Nazir, you are only chayim for Tumas Mei, so too by Kohen, you're only chayim for Tumas Mei. Now you're going to come to the pasuk of Nazir. Nazir again has the same problem that in previous words. It says, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yamo. That includes everybody. Lavi, Limo, Lafim, U, Lachulto. You have four words. What are you going to do with those four extra words? That's what the Gemara is after now. Nazir, Minel, Netanya, Kol, Yamei, Zero, Lashem, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yamo, Shomea, Niyakilu, Nefesh Behema. This is an interesting limit. I would think maybe he can't become to me. Not only to the humans he can't become to me, he can't even become to a Behema. Right, that when you talk about a behemoth, we use the term nefesh. So maybe that is when it says al nefesh meit lo yavo, that nefesh also refers to an animal, not just to a human. Tamalomar al nefesh meit lo yavo. But nefesh adam akatim midaber. Right, it's talking about a person. So what's the lima here? Either one possibility is that the term nefesh stam, but it's not modified by behemoth. A behemoth is called nefesh behemoth, but nefesh as a standalone word is never used for animals, that's only used for human beings. Or the other possibility is nefesh meit. The term nefesh meit is only used by human beings, whereas by an animal that's dead, you call him a neveva. You don't call him a nefesh meit. So the term nefesh or nefesh meit is unique to human beings, and therefore only a tumah of a human is going to be restricted to him, not the tumah of an animal. You don't need that, Harry Omer, lo yavo minafshot hamitam ot. Right, it says not only is a Nazir restricted in what? Becoming Tamei, he's also not allowed to al nefesh meit lo yavo of biyah, biyah the ohel, but only his application by what? Tumas ohel is only applicable by human beings, not by animals. So the fact that the Nazir is restricted in tumas biyah shows you that it's a restriction for human beings and not just, not at all for animals. Now, la vigulimo inumatamei, abomatamei hu the meiti mitzvah. Now, the Gemara's going on, okay, now that we know that you can't become to meiti human beings, what are you doing with this extra words of la vigulimo, la vigulakato? So right now, the Gemara's taking la vigulimo as a block and saying la vigulimo, right, inumatamei, abomatamei hu the meiti mitzvah. Achiomar is usually the din. Right, I heard learned this from a Kabbal Komer. Why? From a Kohen Gadol, Kedushat Tov, Kedushat Olam, a Kohen Gadol who has Kedusha forever, meaning that it doesn't, never dissipates, never dissolves, never is removed. Betamei Elamei Mitzvah, nevertheless is accepted, meaning that he's allowed to come to the Mitzvah, Nazir Shein, Kedushat Tov, Kedushat Olam, and then she's Betamei Elamei Mitzvah. Certainly a Nazir should be permitted to bring Betamei Elamei Mitzvah. No, that's our Mishnah, right? That's the Makhlok is going to come and be led in our Mishnah. No! Even Martin Cohen Gadol's Kenyan way be Karbanel to Matel, Cohen Gadol has a Kula that Nazir doesn't have, which is what? When he comes to me, he doesn't have to bring Karbanel from it. Tamar ben Nazir should maybe Karbanel to Matel, right? The Nazir brings a Korban, he's a Korban by Tumma, right? So, oh, maybe Karbanel to Matel, Lita Mele Mitzvah, maybe Nazir should be accepted. Tamalomar, the Bibli Mele to Mavo, Lita Mele Mitzvah. So you can't learn this. You would have thought you could learn if a Cohen Gadol is permitted by Mele Mitzvah, certainly Nazir is permitted by Mele Mitzvah. That you can't do, because Nazir has a Pesach Chumra to it that Cohen Gadol doesn't have. So how do we know that a Nazir is permitted to come to Mele Mitzvah? That is the Pasuk of let's say it like this. Why do you have to say La Bibli Mo Lo Itama for the Meit Mitzvah? Yes, say it like this. La Bibli Mo Lo Itama, the Shar Meitim, yes. Which would be an crazy logic. What would it be? He'll be restricted from coming Tamei to his parents. But he'd be allowed to become Tamei to any other mate. So what's the logic? I mean, what's that the logic? Is that, so the Rishonim over here point out, that the Svara, what's the Svara that you become Tamei to not to relatives and others? Has to do with the Tzar, right? The pain. What is gonna, by non-relatives, right? You don't have that, it's the Tumah is just simply a, let's call it a, somewhat of a engaging with the mace, but not an emotional experience. Whereas when somebody becomes tamei to their parents, it's because not only are they tamei to the mace, you deal with the mace, but their parents, they have an emotional attachment to the people themselves. Yeah, the other way, right? That rakokim is, if it's rakokim, then if it's...
Wait, just, so what is the point of that? Is the limit of the people that, or the people that don't trust me?
Right, this is, the Gemara here is just presenting a hakamina. They might have rejected, but the Gemara just says, the Rishonim just try to deal with this logic. What's the internal logic of saying that, right, given, we know already that we're going to end up that, obviously, if you're restricted in relatives, you're restricted in non-relatives. But the fact that the Gemara even presents a hakamina, that if you're restricted in probim and not relatives, what type of hakamina is that? How could you even have a hakamina like this? Says the Tosfos of A.R. reads, "So Tama the Ikul Meimer, the Shema Krovim Asharei Rav One Pnei Meitzer Alehem, that he gets a pain over him and an emotional thing. The Zehus Yiluta the Nazir, and this is a right, a degrading of his status as a Nazir, right? This high status of a Nazir to be Tzair over the Meis, and that if you're really removed from it and distant from it, it's not an emotional thing. The deal with the Meis is just a quote unquote mitzvah or job. It's not you have an emotional experience with it." So the Gemara says about Tamei the Shemini Jum, Amarta Kavu Komer, Umakoin Hedjot Shemit Tamei the Kovim. This is what your question is, Ezra. If your Kohen Hedjot is Metamei the Kovim, Inu Metamei the Shemitim, and yet nevertheless is restricted in all other Kovim. Nazir Shemit Metamei the Kovim, and Odin Shleit Tamei the Shemitim. Then that's exactly what Yossi asked yesterday. The Gemara said it's obvious. If you can't be, if you can be Metamei the Kovim and not to Rechokim, then certainly when you're restricted in Kovim, you're still restricted in Rechokim. So how much on the Lomar level?
Why didn't we ask that question like Van Gogh?
That what?
That reverse logic thing.
Because of the Kohen Hedjot. You remember yesterday we said that he's built on top of the Kohen Hedjot, so we know that the Kohen Hedjot is already restricted in Rechokim. Right, Kohen Hedjot, Kim Gadol is Kohen Hedjot plus.
Kohen Hedjot is already restricted because of Al-Kol Nashos Meis.
No, that's because it is on Pasuk. Kol Nashos Meis is written by Kohen Gadol. It says by Kohen Hedjot, the beginning of this week's parsha, it's an Emor. I'm going to remind him that you're not Al-Kol Nashos Meis, lo yavol. There we go.
This whole thing is a contradiction of the
Yes. The Tanakh Kamei is not showing that his mate for Behema. No, the Rabbi Shmuel is not involved. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanakh Kamei is arguing why Behema is excluded. Is it because of Lo Yavo, because of BSOL, or because of Nefesh Meis? That's a sidebar. Right, exactly. This whole limud is Rabbi Shmuel. The whole thing is Rabbi Shmuel. Right? We're going to see that in a minute, because we're going to bump into Rabbi Akiva. That's where we're going to see that this is all Rabbi Shmuel. How about Rabbi Levo, Rabbi Levo, who is going to make him, he will make him. Alright, so now, so far, how far we've gotten with Rabbi Shmuel so far in Nazir is Alcohol Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. Alright, Kumi Lashem on Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo teaches us that either that it's a mate of a human being and not a mate of a behemoth, number one. Number two, we've got up to Labib Limo. Labib Limo is Labib Limo, no, but to Meis Mitzvah, yes. Now, Limar says, well, why don't we say this? Shalom Yeshli B'din, never Kvalot B'Kohen Gadol, but never Kvalot B'Nazir. Right, at Kohen Gadol we have a general aspect of Tumah, and we have a general aspect of Tumah by Nazir. Makol Gamurah B'Kohen Gadol Lavim Enu Mitamei Avo Mitamei Lamit Mitzvah, just like by Kohen Gadol, when we have a principle of Tumah, that principle of Tumah incorporates not his father, but yes, Meis Mitzvah. Right, let's say the same thing. Akvalot Gamurah B'Nazir Lavim Enu Mitamei Avo Mitamei Lamit Mitzvah. Right? They say that. Or, Kulchal Lederef, Kulchal Lederef Zed. Zu, Nemru Kolot B'Koin Hedjot. It says, right, Koin Hedjot, a general principle of Nemru Kolot B'Nazir, and a general Tumah, restriction of Tumah by Nazir. Maklalot Amro, Koin Hedjot, Mitamel Aviv, Akolot Amro, B'Nazir, Mitamel Aviv. Tamad Omar, Laviv Limo, Loin Tamah. That tells us Laviv Limo is Mahalamej Mitzvah, Mitamej. So Laviv Limo comes to teach you that compare it to a Kohen Gadol and don't compare it to a Kohen Hedjot. So now, because the word Aviv, if he's restricted in Aviv, that's something that applies to a Kohen Gadol and does not apply to a Kohen Hedjot. A Kohen Hedjot is permitted to become tamei to his father. The fact that the Nazir is now restricted in father means that he looks like a Kohen Gadol and not like a Kohen Hedjot. So that's the case. The word Aviv now is going to teach you what? that look like, make him look like a Kohen Gadol, and don't make him look like a Kohen Hejot. So now together, Levi Ulimo are come to teach you, lo yitama halamit mitzvah mitameh. Mar says, hamibayle. Now, how could you tell me that Aviv and Imo are come to teach you not make mitzvah? You just told me you need the word Aviv to tell you what. There's a pasuk here by that's a general principle written by Nazir. What does that general principle refer to? When it says you can't come to mate to anyone, is anyone really mean anyone? Nobody you can come to mate to? Or is anyone like the anyone of Kohen Hedjo? The anyone of Kohen Hedjo says don't come to mate to everyone except for the self and relatives. They don't come to mate to anyone by the Kohen Gadol says don't come to mate at all to anybody, including your relatives. So which one is it? So the only way we know is because you wrote the word Aviv. The word Aviv says when I'm the Nazir is restricted in the word Aviv, then he's also, right, he means it looks like a Kohen Gadol. But now I've used the word Aviv. So now you're trying to use the word Aviv to teach me make mitzvah, right? I need the word Aviv to teach me what? That it's like Kohen Gadol, not like Kohen Hedjot.
It looks like Kohen Gadol, then Kohen Gadol is allowed to make mitzvah.
Yeah, but we saw you can't do that thing, would, because a Nazir is a plumbra that you can't learn from Kohen Gadol. So that's when Mara says, okay, you're right. The word Aviv by Nazir comes to teach me, compare it to Kohen Gadol. La'achiv, that extra word of Achiv comes to teach me Mitameh, Alameh Mitzvah Mitameh. And then, what do we have? Imo, the extra word Imo comes to teach you the Sarah Shovah with the Rabbi. Right? And then we have the Zereshova Rabbi, and the last extraneous word there is Lachulto. Because it says, Lachibul Imo, Lachibul Chato. So now we've used three of them. Lachulto, what do we use it for? Kidatanya. We have Rabbi. So, Tanya, Lachulto, Matamalomar. Why do we have the extra word Lachulto by Nazir? Tamalomar, Haresha, Lachlish, Chotet, Piskol, Lamolet, Beno. If he went to Shechtas, Korban, Pesach, or to give a bris to his son, Mishoma, Shemit, Lomate. So then he hears that he is what? He is somebody has passed away. One of his relatives he wants, or one of his relatives has passed away and he has to go take care of them. Yochel itamei, right, or lechel itamei, he should become itamei, he should become tamei to them. Amarta lo itamei, right, that you're not allowed to become lo itamei, that you can't become tamei. Yochel lo itamei lemeit mitzvah, maybe you won't even include lemeit mitzvah, tamadom lachoto. Lachoto dein mitamei, alemeit mitzvah mitamei. Lachoto comes to teach you, even in the face of what? Even the face of Kares. Because we're dealing with a person who's going to do a Korban Pesach, or he's going to do the bris of his son. The bris of his son is number one, a chiyuv karis. Those are the two essays that have a chiyuv karis associated with. But also, the bris of your son is an active, or the bris of your avadim and your son is an active, your ability to bring a Korban Pesach. So those generate a chiyuv karis if you don't do them. Nevertheless, you become tamei to a made mitzvah. That's what our Koto teaches. You become tamei to a made mitzvah, even though it's going to prevent you from doing these mitzvahs.
What does it teach you?
This lands on everybody.
Right, but that's where it's found. It happens to be found. Meaning that, right, it is true. That's what, if you look in Tosfos Akhlotel, very good. He says, this is a din in general that anybody who's going to do these things can become Tamei to a mitzvah, even though we'll prevent them from doing these mitzvot in their mitzvot essay that have the cards associated with them. It's found in Nazir because Nazir is then dealing with the Tumah. Meaning that in general, there's no restriction to when Yisrael to become Tamei, and Tumah is not even discussed by Yisrael, even though there is a problem for Yisrael possibly becoming Tamei here in the Rega. Right, but that is not an open question. Who deals with becoming Tamei? Poing, like Gadol Nazir. So in the world of Tumah, of Tumah's Mace, there they have the exception of Akulto, which is written.
It's very strange because by Nazir, you're talking about the Bittul Asay, and in this case, you're talking about being over and it's a chiyuv karis.
Right.
But it's interesting when they're making that limud from Nazir to...
Well, it's an extra word. They have an extra limud. We already know makes mitzvah in a regular case because we have the word lachiv. The question is, what does a choto add? And that's exactly what Rishmael is going to say, exactly your issue here. Rishmael says, if I didn't have a choto, I would have just thought only versus a lav or an assay do I say makes mitzvah is overrides. So the addition of a choto comes to add some, what does it add on top of a chiyuv? Chiyuv karis, exactly. Alright, now what we've done so far is dealt with Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so let's just cause over Rabbi Shmuel's limudim, because now we get to Rabbi Akiva's limudim. Right, so we have, if you think about it, we have six extra words. That is what we have. By Kohen Gadol, we have two extra words, which is Rabbi Ulimo, right, because it says already, Akon Nashon Tenglo Yobo. Rabbi Ulimo Yitama is already extraneous. Then by Nazir, we have Akon Nashon Tenglo Yobo. right? Lo yavo. And then we have four extra words, which are avivi mo, aviva kuto. So now, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with all of these? Right, so now, High Kohen Gadol uses the word aviv to teach you aviv, the lo make mitzvah. Right, by emo, what does he do with emo? He says that could exert a shava to nazir. So he needs emo on both sides. So that's why he uses the emo by nazir, and he uses the emo by Kohen Gadol. That creates this exert a shava, because Rabbi Shmuel believes that you need, in order to have an exert a shava, which you cannot enter on, you need mukhnev b'shnei tzadim.
What do you mean
the exert a shava? The teaches only to matnit, is restricted to a Kohen Gadol and nazir, and not too much
nevi'ah. That even each one of them teaches you on its own, that's not too much.
No. It's their shava, because it's learning how the word motam by nazir, because it's an extra word of motam. So the one that's make, and then it's motam again. That extra word of motam teaches you too much make, yes, too much nevi'ah, no. That limud is taken from nazir, but going back, he did his their shava of emo. Right now, what does he do with the word aviv? He needs the word aviv for, in nazir, he needs the word aviv to teach you what? That Nazir looks like a Kohen Gadol and not like a Kohen Hedyot.
He's usher of the name.
Right, so he's usher in all his probim and not simply in Rechokim. Right, because it says, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo, what does that mean? What does it mean you can't become Tameh to people who pass away? There are two frameworks, there's two paradigms that we have. We have a paradigm of Kohen Hedyot, which means only non relatives, and we have a paradigm of Kohen Gadol, which says even relatives. Which one is the Nazir? Which paradigm is it following? As soon as you have the word Aviv, you know which paradigm it's following. It's following the word, the paradigm of Kohen Gadol. Then it's restricted in Aviv. That means Al-Nafsh Shoveit means all relatives. So Aviv is needed. It's necessary to teach us what the paradigm of Nazir is. So that's what Aviv teaches you. Emo teaches you for the Gzeirah Shavah. Now he's left over Achiv Ul Akoto. Achiv teaches you makes mitzvah, yes. And Akoto teaches you makes mitzvah in the face of Paris. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's position. Now, what Gemara is going to deal with Rabbi
Gadol, and then what else do you learn besides Aviv? I mean, if you have the Gzeir Shava, and it says Aviv, you know all the...
It's not a Gzeir Shava of Aviv, it's just that Aviv teaches you that the paradigm is the paradigm of Kohen
Gadol.
If you didn't have the word Aviv, you would have thought you'd be Kohen Hedyot, and you'd be permitted in relatives.
But the only reason that it says, you know, you can't tell Aviv, you know, Rabbi Hosek.
Well, that's the whole point. Each one, so Aviv is necessary. One of them is necessary. So the first, who's the first one written? Aviv. So as soon as you know Aviv, you don't need the other three.
And we learn from Kohen Gadol, we learn from its own, it's us about the clothing.
Yeah, it teaches us that the word Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo by Nazir means even relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the paradigm of Kohen Gadol.
You only need one relative to contribute.
Yeah, once you have no one relative, you know it's not
Kohen Gadol. So once you know Aviv, means that you know the other clothing. Now you know the other clothing because you know Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Because now you can say that all four of them offer the clothing.
Exactly. Alright, so now.
Kohen Gadol says it's Al.
And then love you, the Malitama.
By numbers is Al Nefesh
Meit Lo Yavo.
The word call by Kohen Gadol.
Right.
It seems to be more superfluous. Now, it's not just the phrase Al,
right.
There's like an extra superfluous word.
Cool.
Can you say extra superfluous?
Which is, the Gemara goes in that direction, which says that he's a Kohen Hedyot plus, and the call there is to include even relatives, right? And Aviv Imo are totally extraneous in the case of the Kohen Gadol. But I don't know, the Gemara doesn't address that. They just sees it as two general statements. It does not address the word call there. All right, now we're going to keep Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, nafshot by, it should be rather than nefesh, the word nefesh here, right? It says by nazir, it says, al nefesh meit lo yavo. So now this is what Rabbi Akiva learns. Rabbi Akiva omer nefesh, elu arachukim, that he can't be metameh the nefesh, that's talking about non-relatives. Meit, elu arachukim. Meit, any meit, means even the krovim. So the way Rabbi Akiva...
No,
right, exactly, very good. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the word aviv is not needed to teach you that he looks like a Kohen Gadol. I can learn that from the statement of nefesh, meit. Those are two things. Nefesh teaches me rechokim, and meit teaches me krovim. Now obviously Rabbi Akiva is also going to have to learn, how does he know not behemah? He's either going to say that's obvious, that it's not behemah, or he learns from like lo yavo, by what Rabbi Shmuel does. Alright, so now the aviv lehimo in amatameh, amatameh hu meit mitzvah. So what is he going to use aviv lehimo for? He teaches that aviv lehimo, and not for the meit mitzvah. Both of them for meit mitzvah, which we'll get to, we're not going to get to today's daf, but that's tomorrow's daf. Why did he need to teach you aviv lehimo? I already gave you a heads up why he has to teach you aviv lehimo, because aviv and imo each have their tzad to say that one is better than the other. That's what tomorrow we'll deal with tomorrow. We're not there yet. What is he going to do with the achiv? Shemiyah Kohen Gadol, bitmu nazir. If he's both appointing a gadol and a nazir, l'achiv einu mitamei, of a mitamei who le made mitzvah. He is not mitamei to his brother, but he is mitamei to the made mitzvah. L'achoto kitadanyim. We have l'achoto like the b'ris, ha'reish ha'lach l'shkod n'pisvob l'malach b'nel, that even the face of Kares, right, we say that it's permitted to be mitamei to make mitzvah. So that's what Akiva so far.
We're missing the emo.
The emo of Zer Shalom, right. For Tuma and Akigamim and Mitzorah. So that's the Gemara's next question, exactly. Or Akiva Zer Shalom, the Rabbi Minale. Where does he know emo? He says, no problem. L'chakim d'amar mar, imah yakulim gadol v'nazir l'achiv enu mitamei, av mitamei hu l'mei mitzvah, mali kohen gadol l'chutei, mali nazir v'kohen gadol. Right, so what is he going to do? What is he going to do with the extra? Where does he get this extra word, emo?
Because he can fully call both of them into
Nazir.
Right,
so even certainly if he's a coin by himself, he's only a coin gadol, then he has the extra word emo. But what we do have, to be honest with you, with Rabbi Akiva, is Rabbi Akiva believes you can have a Zera Shava when it's moving them only from one side. When it's open from only one side. For Rabbi Shmuel, he had emo be extraneous both by coin and by Nazir. And every end of Zer Shabbat. Akiva only has emo open on one side, which is the side of Kohen Gadol.
He doesn't need it anymore.
No, he needs it for Kohen Gadol. The word by emo by Kohen Gadol he doesn't need, right? But he does need it for, he needs it for the Nazir side, because we said Aviva emo below the main mitzvah. That he does need it for.
But so now, the way that we can do now is that Kohen Gadol is allowed with Mitzor and Nazar.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what he's saying here, because that's not what he said. The only thing we know from this point in Nazir is that he's allowed to be a Mitzamei L'Mei Mitzvah. So now, if he's a point in Kabul and Nazir, he's allowed to be a Mitzamei L'Mei Mitzvah, then certainly he can be ready.
Well, the point is, the possibility of another, it can be, it's not regular, but, so that doesn't mean that you pulled in now that if he's a Kabul and Nazir, he fits into this parasha. This parasha says, Mimosa, Da'at after dead, other things. It's not like he's not in it all like that. He's just, once you say that here, it's talking about a coin gadol and a nazir together, that could be a major difference. That could make a difference. So anything else or not? What anything else? The mosam. Mosam is after that, and not the Torah, not that. And that's the more sense. Now he uses a coin gadol and a nazir, now he uses a coin gadol alone.
No, that's the more saying that he's using, that just like a coin gadol nazir is permitted by making mitzvah, so that it's permitted by keim mitzvah, that certainly a coin gadol by himself is permitted by making mitzvah, and that all the deck teaches me that the aviv limo, the imo by coin gadol is extraneous to them, because he doesn't need imo, the aviv limo over there to teach him making mitzvah. Right, that's why.
Because he
needs aviv limo together, right, he normally needs both together.
No,
he still has a Zer Shava. He still has a Zer Shava, but he needs an extraneous Emo. He doesn't have an extraneous Emo because he needs a big Uli Emo to teach you Mason Mitzvah. And then, so then he finds it by Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol knows here. Right, it's not. So the Rabbi Akiva, Zer Shava, the Rabbi Diminali, and the Fak came to Marmari, my Yakuin Gadol, and Zilak Kiv, and Umitameh, and Umitameh, and Umitameh, and Umitameh, and Umitameh, and Umitameh, and alright, now the Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, Behu Nazir Minale. Now, where does Rabbi Shmuel come up with this case? How does he permit a Mace Mitzvah when it's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? He only had used Achiv to teach you Nazir, yes, but he didn't teach you Nazir Vic Kohen Gadol, yes. Right, but maybe if they're together, right, then it doesn't work. So that's what he says. Kevin Deshar Rachman Achad Lav, Gabi Mace Mitzvah, Mali Chad, Mali Train, Levin. Says, what's the right? What's the, if Mace Mitzvah is permitted, right, if it's each one is, or if you have to permit one Lav, what's one Lav and two Lav? One Lav and two Lav, extra. If that's the case, if you say more lav don't matter, then why does Rabbi Shmuel need the case of achoto to teach you by Pesach and Mila that you can be over?
Right?
So that's the answer to the Gemara, exactly. That's only when we're dealing with lavim. They're already up the ante. You're not talking about simple lavim, you're talking about a kares. Once you're talking about a kares, kamash malon, that it's you need the achotot to teach you that he's not in time of the mitzvah. So let's go quickly, we'll go through the two conditions.
That
he is permitted to make mitzvah in place of service.
We need a special very type of law. I mean, Kohen Gadol is in Tzol Nimud, Nazir is in Tzol Nimud, but Petra is not in Tzol Nimud, even if it wasn't a chorus. You still need a reason for the concept for the Pesach itself.
No, but you've been, that's not the way Rabbi Shmuel's not learning like you think, which is that he's pointing that those permitted and Nazir is permitted by himself. But he says like this, if a Nazir is permitted to become Tamei Lameis, then a Nazir Kohen Gadol, which is that time one more lot, is permitted.
No, it's the old lot. You can waive the lot. If you have a Mes Mitzvah,
right,
then why not need a special new Mes Mitzvah in Kohen Gadol and Nazir? Why don't we say it's a lot message? It's there, right? I mean, it seems to be that for every
Oh, that, we can't learn between Nazir and Kohen Gadol. We had that already. The Gemara says we can't learn back and forth
between Pesach. Why would you learn Pesach?
See, the Pesach between Nazir has all the chumrah. I mean, Kohen Gadol has a chumrah that nobody else that Nazir doesn't have, which is that he's forever. Nazir has a chumrah that Kohen Gadol doesn't have, which is that he is brings Parmenel Tumah. So you can't learn from Nazir to Kohen Gadol. Pesach. Right, you would have thought you could learn out of either Nazir or Kohen Gadol because it's they both the chumrah that apply. What is the chumrah of Pesach? Kodesh. That is the chumrah. That's the end of boxing from the Nelimah. Right. So now here, let's quickly go over Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So we'll start with Rabbi Kiva.
I don't really understand Rabbi Shmuel's
position of Mali Lava. I'm not
sure I
agree with you. I don't think it's so simple, but this is right. If you already make mitzvah already overrides a lav, right? Then that means that it doesn't matter how many lav you make. It's a category. If you make mitzvah, it eliminates the category of lav because we know that it overrides a lav. So it doesn't matter how many lav you have there. It eliminates that category. Make mitzvah says in the face of the category of lav, we're going to run you over. That's what it says. Unless there's another chumrah that says no, but don't do it. That may be.
Does it matter how many
lavim
are
allowed? We don't usually worry about the lavim. We worry about if there's an essay. Or a lav sheyesh bo kares.
Right.
Those are the things that you have to, it's called a lima le lav. Tosos calls it in place of the kulin and stuff. He says that it's a lav lima, a stronger lav. So only when the lav is increased qualitatively, not quantitatively, does it become a problem for us. Alright, so now, just quickly we'll go over Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and just finish up with that, which is, right, Rabbi Akiva, let's start with Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva do with Laviv and Imo? He says, by Nazir, Aviv and Imo teaches me. Aviv and Imo, no. Meis Mitzvah, yes. What does he do with Achiv? Achiv is for a Nazir, Kohen Gadol. That teaches me Nazir, Kohen Gadol. And what I do with Koto is in the face of Pesach and Mila. Ah, how does he know that by Nazir when it says, I'll never show me, I'll never make, that's referring to Krovin? Then he learns out from the puzzle of the Torah, so Nefesh mate. Nefesh is Rechokim, mate is Krovim. So that's how he knows that even by Nazir is Krovim, therefore all four words are extra. Now, what about Kohen Gadol? What does he need the words of Aviv and Imo? So if by Nazir he needs Aviv and Imo to teach me Meis Mitzvah, he should need Aviv and Imo by Kohen Gadol to teach me Meis Mitzvah. Why does he only need the word Aviv, or why are they extraneous by Kohen Gadol? Because his limud by Nazir is Kohen Gadol Nazir by Achiv, and certainly Kohen Gadol by itself will be overridden by Meis Mitzvah, and therefore he has the extra word Imo by Kohen Gadol. That extra word allows him to make Nazir Shava, that what, just like Nazir is only by Tuma, and not Nigayim and Sarah, so too.
Is he
having
any Imo for that limud? For
Meis Mitzvah in general, he would be like, oh, Imo is just Imo. Right, so that's the question, what are you going to do with Aviv? He might need, we'll see, he might need Aviv just to teach you Meis Mitzvah by Kohen Gadol, by itself, meaning that you can use the Imo. Because he has already Kohen Gadol from Nazir, what is he going to do with Aviv and Imo by Kohen Gadol? We haven't dealt with Aviv yet, we've dealt with Imo so far. We'll deal with Aviv in the upcoming Gemara. Right now, just as a side point, why did the Gemara think that it says, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo? Why does the Gemara say that Tzras and Negayim, Tzras Zav and Negayim, you should become Tamei, it should affect you? And either Kohen Gadol or by Nazir. Why is it, what was the happening at the thing that Mitzorah and Negayim and Zav would be included in the Meit? It says, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. Al Kol Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. It says, Nefesh Meit. Excellent. Very good. So that's all the Rishonim say. Mitzorah hiring Kameis. You would think it's so literal that hiring Kameis that he can't become to Mei, not only to a Mace, but to a Mitzorah. And above Gerardo, this is all the Rishonim say, that they drag along Zab. Zab is not, there's no Havamina to say he should be to Mei for Zab, but those are categories. Zaraz and Zab, they're always together.
I don't know if it is Zab, it's a Krovi, like the Zab and Mitzorah and Nezar? Do you know Nechama Chotzo? I didn't know that.
No, because that's learned from the word Motam by Nazir. It's learned by Motam. But Motam, Eno Mitameya, Eno Mitameya.
But then we need to drive into Kodododo from Imo Limo.
Right.
How do you know that in Kodododo?
Because by Nazir it applies to everybody, so it's going to apply everybody by going Gadol. All right, that's Rabbi Akiva's position. Now, Rabbi Shmuel's position, right, again, just to go over it, by going Gadol, he needs the Aviv, to teach the Aviv, and to teach the Meis Mitzvah. Imo's moving after the Zer Shalom Rabbi. Then when you come to Nazir, the Aviv, you need first Aviv to teach you that the paradigm of Nazir is going Gadol and not going Hedyot. Right, and then he uses the Imo for his Zer Shalom, he needs a Mufneh Mishnei Shalom. Right, and then he has the to teach you Meis Mitzvah, and Akoto to teach you even if things stands up in the basic chorus. No, I told you, because in personal Mila has a field chorus. If you, right, you have to do Bris Mila, the son's one and two essays, and if you violate the essay, you have to be right, so then, what's the problem with becoming Tamei and doing a Bris Mila? It's because your Bris Mila of your children are ma'akev your ability to bring a Korban Pesach. And if your children are uncircumcised, right, are Arelim, or your Abadim are Arelim, you are not permitted to bring a Korban Pesach. So here, if he is going to do the Bris, and he becomes Tamei, and this Tuma from going back to do the take care of his Meis Mitzvah is going to prevent him from getting to the Mila, not because of Tuma, but because he deals with the Meis Mitzvah. Right. He will be prevented from either performing the Bris Mila, which is a Fiyam Karis, or performing the Pesach, which is a Fiyam Karis.
So two cases. One of the cases is going to do the Pesach, one is going to do the Bris. One is it becomes Tamei, so you can't do it because of Tuma. One is you can't do because of Tuma.
Right, it's a time. If you go and work on the Meis Mitzvah, it's going to prevent him from getting to do the Bris Mila, which might prevent them from either bringing the Korban Pesach or prevent them from performing Bris Mila, which is also a free of curse. Either one. It could be that Bris Mila is independent or it's in the category of
Pesach. It seems more plausible to say prevent them from Pesach, because that's. But you're not trying to cover this. If you didn't do.
Right.
And you do it on the night day.
That is correct.
So then removes
the curse. Right. The curse is not there until he passes away, technically. It's not even, the fifth curse is actually not even on the father. It's on the son who doesn't perform the Shmila. When the father passes away, the obligation reaches him when he becomes a Gadol. So the Rishon Mar, which is like what I said, which is that the Mila of your Avadim or your child is an Akhi of you doing Korban Pesach, which has a fifth curse involved with it. So that's the Rishon Mar explained here. Alright.
But then it's changed, because then. You already have a Korban Pesach at one time. I mean, really do. If it's the same case, so it's two people delaying Korban Pesach, you don't need that. Once you say allowed to do one, once you come Tamei, you can do Korban Pesach. You don't need the second.
Sure, but there you have two Chiyuvei Karis, which is one that's prevented the Mila and the Pesach.
Oh, so I'm saying that I think the Mila is a Chiyuvei
Karis. Right, it might be.
If not, I mean.
Okay. That's it.